What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Our car, Scott Anderson, 97.1 to take it open lines, 248-539-9797. What is Brad up to? What is Brad up to? Everybody's like, how are they going to get down to 53? How are they going to get down to 53? He's like, nope, we're going to 50. So things are afoot. What do you think it is? 248-539-9797. Three spots, Za'Darius Smith and two interior offensive line vets. Next text, man, Gator's so much better at making up names than Gator. You didn't like Bob Roberts?
I'm like, where's he going to go with this? Bob.
I should just Roberts. Go with the one I sent you last night, DeQuavius Pork. If somebody wants DeQuavius Pork, would that have been better?
It's a better one. Yeah.
I didn't want to take away from the content, but anyway. Bob Roberts is bad. DeQuavius Pork ain't bad. Do you guys think that Patrick was worth a little more than a six-round pick, or are you good with that? It's from Coop.
I'm stunned they
got a six-round pick for him. I think it's great they got a six-round pick for him.
Because guess what would have happened? He would have been released.
Yeah. I mean, right? Does that mean somebody else offered a seventh for him, and they coaxed Jacksonville into a sixth?
Maybe. And what it tells you is that somebody valued the experience of an NFL player over, you know, someone like Jackson Meeks.
Okay, so somebody sent this over, and we've gotten this question. Who would claim an injured Hassanin that they would have to put on the 53-man roster for at least 3 weeks? Meeks, maybe, but again, he would have to go on the 53-man roster if claimed. I could see Meeks going on some bad team. A bad team might claim these guys because a bad team might – actually, you know what? When we were a bad team, I would go – look at the good teams and who they couldn't keep. Grab those young guys. So I doubt Hassanin will, but when Hassanin's injury settlement is over, he's a free agent.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that they have this all worked out behind the scenes. I doubt that he gets picked up by somebody else because he is hurt.
Right.
And, you know, teams fall in love with their own guys all the time.
They do, sure.
So they see other guys they've already had in practice. And I'd be very surprised if he was signed by somebody else.
I would too.
So that being the case, you know, they're going to come up with a settlement that's going to be appropriate for him, that he's going to, it has to be a settlement, meaning people have to agree on it. And I would imagine that he'd be right back here wearing a Lions uniform halfway through the season or whenever he's ready to come back.
On the other side of it, I could see Meeks getting claimed.
I could.
Yep.
He put a lot of good tape out there, as they say. Tape, film. What are we calling it these days?
I like
reels?
I don't know.
What's some stuff out there? Yeah. Good stuff.
I guess.
Isn't it weird, though, to say, like, it used to be put film, and then there was videotape, and then it was put tape out there. Now what the hell is it?
I mean, it's just
video?
It's video that you put out there on Huddle.
Good video.
Kang, what do you think Brad is up to when you saw this getting down to 50?
They see guys they like from other teams that could get released. Because if they liked Meeks that much, they would have just kept him. These spots aren't open for the guys they just cut. These spots are open for other people. Meeks or whoever, you know, they cut, that's plan B, plan C, plan D. Plan A is, we got our eyes on something else. And if those guys get released, we're sniping them. And if they don't, maybe they bring back Meeks. You know, or maybe there's another round of, you know, hey, surprising cuts or injuries. But I do know one thing. I think they're gun shy. The IR situation, they used almost all their IR designations last year. They're keeping those available just in case.
Just so you know, the IR designations, you are allowed, and again, these rules are pretty complex. You are allowed 8 IR designations to return. So you can put a player, right now, if you put a player on injured reserve, they're done for the year. Once the 53 is set, you can use 8 IR designations to return. This was an option with Ahmed Hassanein. They could have put him, had him make the initial 53, and then put him on the IR designation to return. But you only have 8 of those. And I think the message is loud and clear. We think it's less likely that if we do that, that he will come back and help us. He's a player for down the road. So we're going to try and slip him through here and bring him back if they really want him. But
so that means Pupless players fall into that category or no? Oh, sorry. Doug's got to go through the notes. Well, I'm just wondering how many of these designations have already been out there.
This would have been useful to know before the show that you were going to ask this question.
Didn't know we're going to get into the deep waters of what injured reserve is.
Do you want me to read the rule? We've only got a minute and a half left. This will take 25 minutes, but I guess
what I'm asking is, because they got pup list guys like Miles Frazier, Aleem McNeil, and Malcolm Rodriguez. So these players count against those 8.
No, they do not.
Because they're 8 are after the season begins. During a season, teams are allowed to return a total of 8 players who are placed on IR. But here's the fine print. Those players have to be replaced on IR after the team has already cut down to 53. So those guys that have already been placed on can come back. But injured reserve is different. Like, they put Ennis Rakestraw on injured reserve. He's done for the year.
Okay.
So 248-539-9797.
Don't yell at me.
It's complex.
You brought it up, man. I
bring it up because I think people need to understand why they did that with Hassanein. Like, I kept texting Kang, I don't get this rule. And Kang kept texting back, they cut him, Doug. And I'm like, yeah, but what does the buyout injury settlement thing mean? But, you know, he probably isn't going to get picked up, but there's a chance. There's a chance that other teams will, because other teams aren't all trying to win a Super Bowl. Other teams are in rebuild mode. They're trying to make the next step, and maybe they see talent in a young player. Maybe somebody had their eye on Hassanein in the 7th round or had their heart broken when the Lions took him before they had their chance. We also got to talk about the ramifications of the Patrick trade and what it means for camp hero Isaac Tesla. We'll get to that a little bit later on. We'll talk some college football next with our first edition, the NIL transfer portal marching bag thingy. That is next on 97.1. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 the ticket. It is Carson Anderson. All right, so we're into game week for college football, and every Wednesday during the college football season, we have a 6-pack of college football questions, you know, usually sort of Big Ten and nationally related. And on Thursdays, we do an NFL 6-pack. I don't know if we're going to do the NFL one tomorrow. We might, even though it's not week one, but we love doing it. It's a lot of fun. So let's get to our first college edition of the Transfer Portal NIL Live Animal Mascot Marching Band thingy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.